I'm here at Larry Thompson's home on the Agua Zaslan Reserve. This is Cancer Action News Network, and I'm going to talk with Larry Thompson about a recent sentencing he has experienced. Larry has been before the law, and he made a wonderful, powerful 20-minute presentation to the St. Lawrence County Court yesterday, day before yesterday, Thursday. This is Saturday, the 6th of April, 2013. Larry, tell us your story.
Well, as you may know by now, I was sentenced on the 4th in front of Judge Richards in Canton, and the sentence was I would have to be on a conditional discharge for 1 year, along with 5 years, not to go on the Racer Trust property, formerly General Motors. And that was pretty much it. But what led to that was, why did I do it? Well, one has to understand that I was brought up adjacent to that property all my life. And our gardens used to be right there at the base of the mound, probably 75 feet from it. There was no signs up, there was no fence there. And we consumed what we grew, which was potatoes, tomatoes, cucumbers, you name it, we had it in our gardens. We had actually three gardens in that area. And you have to understand that the mound that is full of chemicals, unbeknownst to us at that time, was uphill from us. And further down would be these lagoons. I call them ponds. There was two of them down there. And we would have to cross those ponds to get back to our house, which was probably 1,500 feet, 2,000 feet from the dump in our gardens. So it was hot during the summer. We would go and work in a garden. So on our way back home, we would stop and we'd drink out of the river, the ponds. I can remember it as if it was yesterday, because we had to work the garden. So unbeknownst to us that at that time, it was carrying chemicals, excuse me. And as time went on, we would hunt in that area, get the ducks, the deer, fish would be in there, coming in from the St. Lawrence. So we ingested it. And I probably, at that time, was around 7 years old, 8 years old. So I asked myself, today, was I robbed from what they call normal, a normal life? Only because of the fact that my body has been at war with the chemicals, along with many other people that were suffering the same as I was, which was skin disruptions all over your fingers, your arms, and they call it chorion acne. And I had breakouts, and they were itchy, and they were painful, and that still continues today with other people in that area. So we came educated in 1979 when a reporter from Messina gave us information in regard to what was going on at General Motors, and they were illegally throwing out PCBs and other chemicals. So we educated ourselves from 79 till presently. And what we found out was that the chemicals that are in our bodies disrupt the DNA, and it changes your whole structure as what you would call normal. So, as I indicated, we were fighting what is the right thing to do at that point in time when we become aware of how dangerous it was. So, fast forwarding it up until what led to having to go in front of Judge Richards in Canton, New York. I was on my way to the clinic, and I ran into my friend, who was the same age as I, and he indicated to me that he got cancer, and he didn't look well at all. And to top it off, my sister was scheduled to go and get a kidney removed because of the cancer that was in her kidney. So they had to remove one kidney from my sister, my kid sister. So I guess I'll use the term Popeye said, I am who I am and I can't stand no more. So I took matters into my own hands and decided that I would go into the General Motors plant and start digging up the mound to make a point, to bring attention to it. Because what you have to understand is that New York State, St. Regis Mohawk Tribe, federal government, and Racer Trust, along with General Motors, all made an agreement to leave that mound there where it was, to my understanding, to be taken away around 1982 with the Department of Conservation, or DEC they call it, and Environmental Protection, that it was going to be removed, but then they changed their mind and decided to leave it there. So I wrote letters to all concerned, and I indicated to them that I don't approve of that, and that St. Regis Mohawk Tribe does not represent me. They don't sign on my behalf. I took my name off the rolls of the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe and indicated that I was a sovereign Indian and that the title to that land was illegally attained by General Motors and even before them by way of fraud and bad faith. So, as I indicated, I decided to go inside, and I did. And I did successfully get one load in my backhoe and travel to the front of General Motors, inside the compound, I would say, and unloaded one bucket of my backhoe into a railroad car. And then I went back to the mound, which was probably 1,500 feet away. And traveling back, a truck came behind me and tried to get my attention. I kept on going. Anyways, the cops got there, and employees got there that were in charge of the facility. So I got charged four counts at that time, and at the end of the day, there was only one count left, which was a misdemeanor. And it was negotiated that they would drop all charges. They wanted, in the beginning, $70,000 to repair the so-called damage that I did, they said. And they would waive that if I would go with the deal. So we had a clan meeting, and it was decided that, so be it, we will go with that deal, and we would re-strategize, and we would go a different avenue in regard to making them do the right thing, which is originally to clean it all up. But I have to bring to your attention, where I dumped it was in a railroad car, and Racer Trust was the new owners. They were taking and dismantling the old General Motors. It makes me wonder, why would they dismantle General Motors when the mound was well over 20 years that they would have to deal with that and remove it? Or is it because of the fact that they just wanted to clean up the area where General Motors building was and resell it? So again, it makes you wonder that they just wanted to sell the land and clean it up and then sell it. So to make a long story short, the fight will go on. It's not over, and we are in the process of strategizing the position that we will take, and I feel that they know we're coming, and we will hold their feet to the fire till they do the right thing.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
This is a very important thing you're doing, and all the people owe you a great deal. It's got to get better, and you're certainly one of the strong American people that's making it better. Thanks a lot.
If I could add, in our culture, being an Indian, we were mandated to protect the land, the earth, the human beings. And I have fulfilled those obligations that is put upon our people, for mankind, for the betterment of mankind. Everyone has a right to live where it's safe from anything, whether it's from another human being or from chemicals. So there may have been, it may appear there have been a little delay, but we are coming back in the near future. So that's about it.
Thanks, Larry. This is good. Very good.